3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Will. Oh, take a look at your clock, people. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another extremely exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And, well, that's to be expected. Oh, it's an interesting day. It's not exactly warm outside, but I was kind of thinking I wanted to go outside until I looked out the windows and saw the wind. The wind is terrible. We're looking at 20 to 25 mile an hour winds, and that's constant. That's not the gusts. The gusts are much worse. So obviously there's no going outside today. So where am I? Take a guess. And I'm also sitting here with a very fresh cup of tea. Probably too hot to drink, but we're going to test it out anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good, but it's a little hot. So, all right. I think we're just going to sit here a minute. Everybody's favorite kitty is in here with me. She was sitting on the toilet, but I guess right now she's deciding to leave. So, there's no cats in the bathroom today. I'm sure she'll be back at some point. Oh boy, I'm a little messed up today, so I'm just trying to get back to some semblance of normal. And I'm kind of trying to figure out what I need to do today. One thing I'm not doing is going to the store. I don't need to go to the store. I have no reason to go to the store. And plus, it's too windy. Although, I was thinking I needed to go to the store for something, but that was last night. Oh, right. Last night, I started having a weird craving for salty snacks. I wanted some... I don't know what I wanted. I thought I wanted potato chips or Doritos or something, but then I thought, no, what I want is like Chex Mix. Then I thought, yeah, I haven't made any Chex Mix in a while. Maybe I should go to the store. But needless to say, I don't really need to go out and buy any ingredients for Chex Mix. Now I know what you're thinking. But Tobe, that would make a great show. You could make Chex Mix on the air. Yeah, well, we've done that already. And if you would like to know Tobe's secret Chex Mix recipe, well, then just email me and I'll tell you which episode that is in the archive, because I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway. Oh. I might have to take some analgesics today. I might have to eat some Tylenol and some ibuprofen. Hooray for acetaminophen. La-di-da-di-da. And by the way, this just came to me. Well, not really. Last night I was watching the highlights show. And they mentioned which Manchester Derby it was, the number of it. 175. Can you believe that? That was the 175th Manchester Derby. I didn't know the number was that high. I was thinking it was more around 150 or slightly less. I don't know why I was thinking of that. But anyway. In case you've just been on edge for the last 24 hours and just had to know. Yeah, it was the 175th. The 175th Manchester Derby. Oh, boy. What a great game. And then the funny thing is after... After the highlight show, they replayed the game, the Manchester City versus Manchester United game. And I mostly watched it. I was flipping around between channels, but I mostly watched the game again. Saw all the good parts anyway. And I noticed that Martin Atkinson was the fourth official. So I was pretty happy about that. Yay, Martin Atkinson. Oh, and look who came back. Hi. Yes, a cat has come back into the bathroom and has got her front paws up on the edge of the tub and she's sniffing the water. She says, oh, what interesting water. And now she jumps up on the edge of the tub here. So here's Pippa doing her balance beam routine on the edge of the bathtub. That's a good kitty. And now she feels it necessary to lick my knee. Okay, well, whatever. Who's a good kitty? Who's being a good baby? Yeah, you're so silly. Yeah, who's a good baby? Look at this fluffy, fluffy cat, would you? So fluffy. Somebody got brushed last night. And now she's leaving again. Okay, so... Cats. They're hard to figure out. Well, not really. I mean, once you've been around cats long enough, you can pretty much figure out what they're thinking most of the time. In general, anyway. And now Pippa is down in the living room, meowing her head off really loud. Meow, meow. What are you yanking at, Dinkit? Bro, nothing. Oh, what a crazy kitty. Oy, man, oh, man. I don't know if I slept weird or what, but my back is messed up today. It's not, you know, ultimately bad, but still. Ugh. Anywho. Oh, boy. The only thing I've managed to do this morning is... eat my waffles and check my email. And what is the cat going crazy about? What? Cat is going nuts down there. But I got an email from my mom who was relaying the latest information about family coming in for Christmas. And, oh, when are they going to be here? The 19th through the 24th or something like that. So my cousin is coming with her dad. My, as I say, my uncle, but, no, is he my uncle? And her kid. But anyway, my uncle, I haven't seen this guy in a long time, like, I don't think I've seen him since my cousin got married, so that was, what, 20 years ago? Yeah, and this is the person who's basically my favorite uncle. You know, everybody's got a favorite relative. Well, this is the one for me. So I'm pretty excited about that. And my mom said, oh, we'll go to our favorite restaurant in Elkhorn for dinner the night they come in. Like, which favorite restaurant in Elkhorn? There's three restaurants in Elkhorn that are favorites. But I think I know the one she means. Is she talking about the Italian place? There's this really good Italian restaurant out in Elkhorn. But there's also a really good steak restaurant out in Elkhorn. And there's also a fairly good, interesting, little, weird Mexican restaurant out in Elkhorn. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my family in town, but I've got to do this show. So I have a feeling that family members are probably going to make appearances on my show. I don't know. When am I going to have the time to squeeze all this stuff in? I don't know. Maybe I'll start doing shows late at night. I've done a few like that, but not a whole heck of a lot. Oh, besides, I like to keep my late nights. I like to keep them casual or lackadaisical and lazy, because that's when I'm trying to chill out and go to sleep. I shouldn't be working at night. Oy. Oh, is my back feeling better? I think it is a little bit. I need a chair that makes me sit in this same position. Because whenever I'm sitting like this, my back doesn't hurt. So, what do you think about that? Old people problems. Am I right? Do I need to be building chairs? I don't really feel like I should be, but maybe I'll have to, but I can't. I hate chairs. I'm morally opposed to chairs. And here I am thinking, oh, I have to build a chair. What am I, a madman? I'm not building any chairs. That's just crazy talk. Nobody wants to hear crazy talk. Oh, boy. What I need to do is figure out what I'm going to do today. There's no football on today. There's no well, actually, there might be some Bundesliga replays, but I think I've watched all the Bundesliga games. I don't have to double check. And, you know, Champions League is done until February. Oh, I got what? December, January, February. I got 2 months to wait before Champions League and Europa League start back up. And I suppose the World Cup is coming up. Still got 190 some odd days. I don't know. I'm not actually counting until the World Cup starts. So I don't know what to tell anybody. Unless you want to hear some music. Because I'm thinking maybe it's time to take a break. So let's hit the magic music randomizer and see what crazy music we get for today. On the count of three. One, two, three. Well, okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And if you're wondering about our music selection today, that was randomly picked by the Dubious Music Randomizer Committee, Subcommittee. That song that you heard was called Sitar 6 by a local band called, I can't remember. Oh yeah, Six Speed Universe, I think they are currently defunct. But they were around for quite a while. And I knew, just a number of people who played with that band at some time or another. And so, I think I can officially say, friends of mine. The band. Personal friends of mine. I'm distracted because I'm thinking about this tea. I'm holding my teacup up to my face and I'm trying to gauge whether or not this tea is too hot. But I guess the only real way to tell is to take a sip. Yeah, it's a little hot, but not too hot. It's pretty good. I am out of the bathtub now. I'm sitting down here in front of my TV. I should be checking for games, but I just realized that I might have to go out today. I might have to go out and get some gasoline for my car. And, I'm kind of not looking forward to it, because it's so windy. Although I don't think it's all that cold. But maybe we should check the Weather Channel, see what they say the temperature is. Oh, see, yeah. They say it's 47. I know it's kind of warm, but that wind is probably a real pain in the neck. So anyway, that's probably what I'm going to do after I get done here. Jump in the car and go get some gas before school lets out and traffic picks up and blah, blah, blah. It's not like I have to drive very far. Well, plus, I got this great gas station. It's about a mile and a half away. Just right down the street. Murphy's Express is what it's called. And they are known for their good gas prices. So I will go and buy some gasoline later. In the meantime, we gotta check the TV schedule, see if there's anything on that I'm missing. I doubt it. But we're a week out from Christmas. How many terrible Christmas movies are there gonna be on right now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon local time? Let's start down here at the beginning of the schedule. Okay, so as we go up, it looks like I got a lot of Bob's Burgers. Maybe I'll watch some Bob's Burgers. I kind of like that show. And I'm still scrolling down, and here we go. The first Christmas movies popping up on Channel 40. The Year Without a Santa Claus, followed by Four Christmases. Keep scrolling down. Oh, The Karate Kid. I wonder which one. Ah, the Ralph Macchio original one. Okay, we'll keep scrolling down here. Oh my God. And five channels down, The Karate Kid is on. But it's the other one, the new one with Jaden Smith. Both Karate Kid's movies are on simultaneously. That's just terrible. Terribly hilarious. All right, let's keep scrolling down. We've only found two Christmas movies. I can't believe it. Oh, that's the other thing. Before I go on, before we continue to scroll down, one thing I've noticed is in the last week, I have noticed that the movie A Christmas Story 2 has been on quite a few times. I've seen it at least four or five times. But I haven't seen A Christmas Story, the original, come up yet. I know one of the superstations, I think it's TBS, don't they play it all day, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? So, I don't know. Maybe they have the exclusive rights to it. Okay, so let's continue scrolling down. Still no Christmas movies. We're going to get to the Hallmark channels eventually, pretty soon here. And I know those will be filled up. A lot of sports, a lot of poker. a lot of poker because it's a Monday and there's nothing else to put on the sports channels. All right, here we go. On the Hallmark channels, A Boyfriend for Christmas. And then The Mistletoe Inn. And then on the other Hallmark channel, A Heavenly Christmas. And I'm not even going to spin up the date, time schedule. I'm not that... the time axis. I'm just scrolling down. Oh, and Night at the Museum is on. Is that a Christmas movie? No. Then we have 6 Degrees of Murder. In the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm just reading random things. Murder, She Wrote. Dream of Italy. I Dream of Jeannie. And the Valachi Papers with Charles Bronson. So, well, I'm kind of surprised there's not more Christmas movies on tonight. Of course, once we get into prime time, or like at least after 6 p.m., then you'll have all the Christmas specials. All the ones you know and love that you've seen that were produced in the 40s. Well, maybe not that long ago. But I can guarantee goddamn you that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman and the Grinch That Stole Christmas are probably on tonight or sometime this week. All of which I have no interest in seeing whatsoever. I mean, I was sick of those things before I was 10 years old. And I grew up in the glued to the tube generation. Although, I'm not a TV criminal. I've only recently gotten interested in TV, like within the last, shortly after I moved into my house here. And then, you know, I got this giant TV. Thanks, Dad. As a gift from my dad, because he said, you need a new TV because everything's going digital and your old analog TV won't work. And so I got this TV, and I swear to God, it's a meter wide. It's huge. And if I sit within about 3 or 4 feet of it, it takes up my entire field of vision. It's my Panavision. It's CinemaScope. But it's not one of those curved ones. You know, the new TVs are curved. The newest ones. This one is not one of those curved ones. I'm glad, because that would just make me dizzy. Oh, this tea is delicious. Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't you wish you had some delicious tea? Like I do? Of course you do. But I also need to start thinking about lunch. And I do have plenty of stuff to eat here, but I'm wondering if I should go to the store anyway, just to get more stuff. I know that doesn't make any sense, but I like to have a variety of food to select from when I'm deciding what to eat. I don't have much variety. I think today the only options are barbecue. And I've been eating barbecue for the last 2 days. Maybe I need to have something other than barbecue today, which would necessitate a stop at the store, which is pretty much on the way to the gas station, so I could go there on the way back. Maybe I'll do that. But then I'll have to walk through the parking lot in the wind. Why am I so obsessed with the wind today? Because it's loud. I'm sitting here in the house and I have my TV on and I can still hear the wind blowing outside. And I'm not hearing stuff, you know, being blown against my windows or anything like that. I'm just hearing actual wind noises, trees moving and gusty gusts of wind. I can hear it from here. And I'm not even close to my windows. So, wind annoys me. Wind is noise. And I don't like noise. I like sound. And I like to be able to hear things. But I don't like noise. Because noise interferes with sound. Noise is sound that you don't need to be hearing. And so I'm not looking forward to having to go stand outside with my hand on a gas pump for, you know, 5 minutes while my gas car fills up with gas.
listening to the wind buffet my ears and generally raise the noise floor of my life. I'm very concerned with noise floors. You've heard me mention it a number of times. But it's true. I'm obsessed with the noise floor, and I don't like it. I don't like it if the noise floor gets above about 60 dB under. Yeah, I need low noise floors at all times. And I think that's why I stay up so late at night. The noise floor drops. It's so quiet. No background noises. Oh, good tea. I'm obsessed with all kinds of noise. It doesn't necessarily have to be sound noise, but there's other kinds of noise. There's visual noise. There's olfactory noise. And I'm sure there's other kinds of noise that I can't think of right this moment, but those are the other ones that bother me. Olfactory noise. Things that stink that you don't need to be smelling. Now, if I'm driving down the street and I smell somebody has hit a skunk, yeah, that's fine. Okay, but what I don't need is to be in a room with a bunch of people and or women who are not only wearing perfume, but they have, you know, they use shampoo with perfume in it. They use hairspray with perfume in it. They got deodorant with perfume in it. And everybody's wearing five different kinds of perfume. And that's all I can smell. That's olfactory noise. And that raises the olfactory noise floor. That prevents you from smelling predators who could be sneaking up on you. Use your senses. Avoid predators. That's what they're for. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, every single day, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go reduce the noise floor, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.